תקוף לו מצרים, סיד פייס. אפילו בייס השלוחים לא יתירו אל היך דלקה תירך. Before we said that מומעת במוקם הפסד, but there are limitations even to that. Tircha Yisegref is a very major tircha involved. They do not permit it. Kekoyim. Min ha-mayin. Bein l'chodesh b'nei yoshin. Shemamshicho u'mashke. It is a river or a spring. And he makes a path for it to go off that waterway into his field. So that's, he says, that's the case which is permitted. Because you're not just directing the water that's there. But to actually take buckets of water from a pool of water and bring it to your field, that the asset. So the very finish of it. Even though this mice is going to take a loss, but this level of tikkun is not permitted. Or you make shemam kibosim and they should talk about from a pool of water or a cistern, whatever it is, you're not allowed to take a bucket and draw water from there and water your field. The fila ruga atas chetzi gevoya v'chetzi nomach. Even if you have a row of vegetables or whatever is growing, and one is higher up, one is lower down, and the water collects on the lower side, you're not allowed to take buckets of water from the bottom side to the top side, because that's also this tirchah gedolah. The Shabbos says at the end of Sifkot Nuches, "Im hoya arugah shel yerek kanos kedei la'ochla b'moyed, then it is mutar." That we'll see later. That if you have a combination of the fact that you are planning to eat this fruit or vegetables on Cholamoyin, then it is permitted to do the tikkun.